Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. You know, it's that time of year when a lot of Alaskans are thinking about, well, maybe it's time I go visit a South Pacific island with all the snow and cold we're having. Well, maybe not so much snow these days, but still, this is the time of year we often think about going down to a tropical island. And I have to wonder if that went through Valley Performing Arts' head when they decided to do South Pacific opening up this spring. And that's the show we'll be talking about today. And my guests are two actors from that show. We have Tanya Hegg, who is playing Nellie Forbush. Welcome to the show, Tanya.
Thank you.
And we also have Ed Gilmore, who's playing the part of the professor, one of the sailors in the show. Welcome, Ed.
Oh, thanks.
South Pacific. One of those classic shows that has a lot of songs that we've come to love and sing and hum and all kinds of things. And Tanya, you have some of the most famous songs in this show. So as Nellie Forbush, tell us a bit about the character that you're playing. She's a nurse coming into this island. And tell us about that character.
Nellie Forbush is an American nurse stationed on the island in the South Pacific, and she falls in love with a French planter, Emile Debec. She struggles with the fact that he has two Polynesian children. That, I think, is a very interesting aspect of the show, just bringing up racism this day and age seems unusual. But she has a hard time with it, and so during the play, her character goes from a transition of having roots in the Deep South and having kind of this prejudice ingrained in her being to learning how to accept different cultures and acclimate to the lifestyle.
Which is really interesting because, you know, normally we think about this play and, of course, that famous song, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, is Nellie Forbush being kind of a two-dimensional character. But she's really got a lot of depth to her, doesn't she?
I believe so. She does. She's very lighthearted, very optimistic. Of course, the song Cockeyed Optimist is right off the bat when the play begins. She's very optimistic, loves the world and loves the life and has an adventurous personality. Yet she is confronted with this part of her being that she's not ready to accept.
And she falls in love with this French planter there, and that's something new and exciting for her.
Yes.
And then she finds out that he has these Polynesian children, which brings up that conflict.
Yes, yes. She meets the children and is completely blown out of the water. Every idea she ever had for her life just disappears.
So she goes on a journey through this play, which is very interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does. She does.
We're talking a bit about the sort of the racial overtones about the play, and there's also Lieutenant Cable and his relationship with the woman he finds there as well. So the play can get kind of heavy, and I know when they created this play, they didn't want it to get too heavy. They wanted to have some lightheartedness with the play, and there introduces the sailors. And we're talking with Ed Gilmore, who plays one of these sailors, the professor, and I can only assume that your part in the play is a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a blast. Well, there's a great cast that got put together for this, and we just have the most fun while we're doing this. In fact, we're constantly being told by our voice coach to back off a little bit when we're singing because we get into it so much. It's a really fun part. There's not anything real heavy or emotionally draining that we do with this. It's just all fun all the time when we're on the stage.
You know, many people know these sailors by some of the other names, but tell us about the professor. Who was the professor in the show?
The professor is one of the few college grads that made it into the military and got stationed on the South Pacific, and everybody likes to give him a hard time about that, asking him to speak Latin, and he doesn't speak Latin very well. In fact, I'm pretty sure the professor makes up Latin as he's trying to speak it. that's about as in depth as that character really gets, and you don't want him to get too deep. You need to focus in on the key players and look to the sailors and the nurses for the levity and the, like you were saying, the lightheartedness that keeps the play fun and interesting and snapping along, while it still can deal with the heavy issue of racism, which, you know, the play came out in 1949, I think, and That was a pretty touchy subject, and pretty ballsy of Rodgers and Hammerstein to come out with that, and it was met with wild success. So, They mix the two together really well.
Yes, I think you said something very interesting. It was done back in 1949, right after Michener had written this book, Tales of the South Pacific, about his experiences in the South Pacific. And, you know, we go off into the foreign areas of the world, and we get exposed to different cultures. And oftentimes the movies and theaters of that time period were sort of whitewashed. But this really gets into the nuts and bolts of what was going on in that time period. So, well, Tanya or Ed, can you talk a bit about your experiences in exploring this time period as being someone from our time period, going back into this time period? Are you finding something that's the same as today, or are you finding things that may be totally different from today? Tanya, how about you first?
My grandmother and I used to have long, in-depth conversations about this time period. Both of my grandfathers were Air Force pilots and were in World War II. My grandmother used to share different ideas of that day and age with me. And it's been interesting being a part of this play because I feel like I'm revisiting her past almost in different aspects of the play. I think that feeling of love in the play, how people are falling in love and the emotions involved with that. The aspect of love in the play is something that I believe is a continuing theme in this day and age. People, I believe, do have rose-colored glasses on to some aspect when they first fall in love. And the two main love stories in this play between Emile Debeck and Nellie Forbush and also Lieutenant Cable and Liat, they begin passionate and lighthearted and free of any worry, and then the waters get muddy as the play progresses. I think that those stories are still happening this day and age in theater.
Well, and in real life, too.
Who
hasn't experienced that?
Yeah, in real life. So, yeah, the love story's there. And how my grandmother used to talk about that day and age, it's the innocence of it, the innocence of what she discussed.
I want to get back to that just in a moment. But for our listeners who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about Valley Performing Arts production of South Pacific, which is opening up March 20th. We're talking to two of the actors from the show, Tanya Hegg, who's playing Nellie Forbush, and Ed Gilmore, who's playing the professor. And Tanya is making a really interesting point about the universality of the issues in this play. Love transcends all time periods, and it's the one element that is explored in this play, which, as I'm hearing you, I'm listening that there is this moment of innocence that we all have in love, and Ed, you can talk about this as well. That is, when you get into the reality of it, you find out it's multi-layered. Now, the professor may not have that experience, but maybe you can comment on that.
No, the professor's love interest is just visual for the play. It's very surface and not something that anybody really needs to explore. But yeah, I think that Tanya hit the nail on the head there with, I mean, you get into a new relationship, and whether it's race or religion or any other like political beliefs, like when you first get into the relationship, much like Nellie and Emile Debeck and Cable and Liat, at first it's so exciting, you don't really look at the things that might become big problems for you. And if you've got deep ingrained prejudices that you have to, okay, well, we're on a South Pacific island here. This is a magical place. We love it. Oh, I'm going to bring you home to my parents. I'm going to bring you back to the Deep South. And you know, we're going to go visit my parents in the Deep South with your mixed race children. Huh, well, geez, what am I going to do about that? And it's a really insightful play if you look at that part of the aspect, because that still happens to us every day with religion, with race, with politics, with how you handle money. I mean, all of those relationship hot buttons.
And so this is why this play has lasted this long, I suppose. It is something more than a lot of great songs that we remember as we go walk out the theater.
Well, the play offers a lot of controversy, I think. Keeps people coming back. The music is fantastic. And also, everybody loves a good love story. And it does happen in this play.
And so we do have some resolution to Nellie's conflict in this play. Or do we?
You have to come and see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We can't give away all the secrets.
You'll have to find out.
But she at least does come to some new realization about her own life.
She does. She does. In the middle of the play, she's talking about, during one of her and Emile's scenes, just the two of them, she talks to him about how she wanted to get to know how other people lived. She wanted to learn if she liked them better. And then almost immediately after, she's confronted with the fact that his children, like, he possibly had a relationship with someone of a different race. And from her background in Little Rock, Arkansas, and her mother telling her, oh, no, you need to marry an older man, but he needs to be the same color as you, and all the prejudice that she was raised with, she is stopped dead in her tracks. So...
Well, this has been a fascinating discussion about this play, South Pacific, being produced by Valley Performing Arts, opening on March the 20th and running through April the 19th. I want to thank my guests for a very stimulating conversation today. We have Ed Gilmore, who's playing the professor, and Tanya Hegg, who's playing Nellie Forbush. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And for more information about this play, go to alaskapublic.org and click on the Stage Talk calendar for information about this play and other plays going on in the area. For KSKA, until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.